Good morning. This is Arizona Board of Executive Commerce C. We'll meet at our headquarters, 1645 West Jefferson in Phoenix, Arizona. Today is Thursday, March 29, 2018. We will begin this morning with a board made up of three board members, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as board chair. Later on today, we will be having Mr. Kiwanis. Louis Kiwanis will be joining us just a little later, but to begin with, we will have a board of three members, which is legally constituted according to the statutes of this board. Today, we will begin very shortly. We will begin with a hearing, and then that will be followed by a home arrest. And the home arrest should be about 9:45 if we follow the schedule. And then we would go to Lewis around 10:15, and we will remain at Lewis the rest of the morning. And then we will break around 11:30 for lunch. And following lunch, we will continue at Lewis. And then around 1:30, we will go to Island. Then around 2:15, we will go to Tucson, and around 3:15, we're scheduled to go to Florence. Everything today except the waves and the home arrest is scheduled for video conferencing. So we will begin very shortly. Thank you so very much, and we will be ready to begin just in a few moments. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Great. Thank you so very much. I think you have three on this sheet, and then the rest of them is to Gills, I think. Okay.
This morning of a three-member board, they will be introduced just again, but the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as panel chair as well as board chair, but being chair of the board, I also have the opportunity to ask a distinguished board member to chair the hearing. And so for the first hearing this morning, I've asked the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson if he would chair that hearing. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning. Johnson, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal. My name is Greg Bizazzaro, and I'm here to represent the Maricopa County Attorney's Office and to also ask that you again deny release for Mr. Bernal. Mr. Johnson, you were very thorough in the presentation of the facts behind this, but I did want to highlight a couple of things and then also address a couple of matters that demonstrate Mr. Bernal's need to be incarcerated for the entirety of his sentence, the full 28 years, before he begins the 20 years. Couple things that I'd like to point out to the board, that in addition to their duties that they were performing on July 30th of 1992, Officer Logan was also a DARE officer, and Officer Wasser was a school resource officer. So they were directly involved on a daily basis with trying to better our community, to help people in the schools, and to address substance abuse issues, in addition to performing their duties that night. And what they were doing that night was assisting and working with the gang enforcement unit. And they, as you noted, they attempted to make it a stop. In my review of the police reports, what I noted from Officer Logan's interview is that while they were in an unmarked vehicle, both Officer Logan and Officer Wasser were wearing blue Phoenix Police Department t-shirts with large police written in 12-inch letters across their chest. So there was no question that Mr. Bernal knew exactly who it was who was approaching him that night. Mr. Bernal ambushed them. He gave Officer Logan no opportunity. Officer Logan, in his interview, said he was getting out of the vehicle. He was the driver when he perceived movement, and the last thing he remembered was seeing a smoke ring, and then he was down, and he didn't remember anything until he woke up in the hospital. As we know from the facts in the case, Mr. Bernal approached the driver's side, shot Officer Logan once, then shot Officer Wasser twice, shot Officer Logan again, and as he was moving towards to get himself into a better firing position to shoot at Officer Wasser, Officer Wasser returned fire a second time and shot him in the shoulder, and that caused him to flee. Mr. Bernal, when Officer Logan first perceived him, was somewhat concealed in a bush. There was no good lighting, and he tried to put his headlights on Mr. Bernal so that they could make contact with them. They thought they were juveniles out after curfew. The curfew at that time was 1 a.m. and it was about 1:20 in the morning. And as you note, Mr. Bernal has an extensive record. The other thing I would point out before I get into his record in the Department of Corrections is, as a member of the Southside 9th Street Gang, one of the things that is glorified in gang culture is violence directed towards law enforcement. And that's what made finding the bully stick in his cell that said police killer that much more offensive. While he was awaiting trial, he was proclaiming and bragging about what he had done. And while in the Department of Corrections, as you noted, he's continued to engage in major violations. As I noted in my letter, just prior to the 2016 hearing, within weeks, he picked up one of his major violations for failing to test or testing positive. And then again, after his 2017 hearing, he tested positive again. One thing I did want to highlight from his 2016 hearing and my conversation with Ms. Lynn, who attended that hearing, is when he spoke to the board then, he admitted that he had no reason to shoot the officers. He put himself in this situation. So this was not an error or an action of fear. He just decided to shoot them. So again, on behalf of the county attorney's office, I'm asking that you deny parole for Mr. Bernal. Thank you.
Any more victim witnesses that want to testify?
No, sir. And I'm sorry, I didn't realize, I forgot to wait. Did anyone have any questions for me?
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Dr. Wright, I'm going to go back over some information that you got the tape of late, just to make sure that we have it on the record. Okay, this is a parole hearing for absolute discharge. Parole to the next consecutive sentence for Jamie Bernal, DOC number 077816. Mr. Bernal is currently serving a 28-year sentence for attempted to commit first-degree murder. Came parole eligible on January 21st, 2012. Mr. Bernal has taken some programs since he's been incarcerated. He has an extensive record since he's been incarcerated of violation. He has about a 4 pages violation since he's been incarcerated. His last violation was in 2018, was actually February 7th of 2018, which was a disavowal, which was informally resolved. He had another one on January 12th of 18 that was dismissed. He had one December of 2017 that was a positive refusal. It was guilty. It was a major. He had another violation on July 14th of 16 that was a positive refusal, which also was a major. He had another one in May of 16 that was disrupted account, which was also a major. He's had seven hearings that were denied before this board started back in March of 2012, and this will be his eighth hearing that he's actually having here before this board here today. I'm just going to read briefly a brief synopsis and make sure we have it on the record. July 30, 1992, in the area of 9th Street and Polk, Phoenix Police Officer David Logan Marlon Rush attempted to make contact with several subjects regarding possible curfew violation. This occurred, I believe it was approximately about 1:30 a.m. at night. One of the subjects was seen carrying a rifle while exiting their unmarked vehicle. The officers were fired upon by the defendant. Officer Logan was hit twice, once under the chin and once in the shoulder. As a result, he fell back into the vehicle across the front seat. Officer Wester was also hit twice, once in the right leg, once in the left leg. The defendant then attempted to fire, wounding the defendant in his right shoulder, causing his last shot to go astray. The defendant then fled the scene. Officer Wester attempted to stop the defendant by firing the remaining ammunition in the weapon. It should be noted the defendant's weapon was a Glock shot revolver. The defendant was later found hiding in a dumpster. I do want to also note that in the prison cell of the defendant, there was a bully stick that was found in the defendant's prison cell, bearing the words police killer and slob killer. The defendant denied that it actually belonged to him. I also want to note that the officers turned around, and before the officers could get out of the car, the defendant ran towards them and started firing upon them without any provocations. Striking and hitting the officers, continued to fire and walk toward the officers and was within feet where he could definitely recognize these officers were in uniform with clothing that was plainly marked police officers, that they would have known that these were police officers when they did it. We want to also note that there were no supporters here for Mr. Bernal. There was no family or friends here in support of Mr. Bernal at this time. I do also want to note that representing the Phoenix Police Department, Chief Mary Roberts, was also here speaking against the release of Mr. Bernal, as well as the union representative from the police plea. Officer Frank Moreno also was here representing him also, as well as a representative here from the county attorney's office, which we just heard him speak. So based on the information that we have, sir, and the information that we have contained in our report, I am going to make a motion to deny moving Mr. Bernal to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
So I am going to also mark and ask for a 1-year set off.
Agreed. Agreed.
And I'm going to mark the reasons for denial to be a serious and violent offense, a serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, a serious bodily injury, multiple victims. History of a continued substance abuse, history of assaultive behavior. He had a prior criminal history. He was a repeat offender. He was a felon at the time and should not have been in possession of a weapon at all. Also marked poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction. He does have a good program. He does have a release plan. He does have letters of family and community support. So those are going to be my reasons, unless there's some other ones that the board would like to see also included.
Motion.
That is going to conclude the hearing of Mr. Bernal. At that time, I do want to thank everyone for coming out here today, for participating in the hearing today. And that's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Thank all of the officers for coming in. Thank you, County Attorney's Office.